One of the most prominent figures of the opposition Social Democratic Party MP and Central Bohemian Governor David Rath has been charged with corruption. Mr. Rath was arrested on Monday night along with seven other people in a large-scale police operation that is believed to be linked to the abuse of EU funds. Jan Richter has the details.
The court on Wednesday took David Rath into custody over concerns he might flee or interfere with the investigation. The police have been reluctant to provide more details on the case, but according to several media reports, another 30 million crowns were found under the floorboards inside Mr. Rath's house. One reporter, who says she had a chance to view the police file, said the alleged 7 million crown bribe was linked to a rigged public contract for the renovation of the Bushehrad Chateau, paid for in part by EU funds. Despite the mounting evidence against him, David Rath maintains he was framed. In a message to the press, Mr. Rath said he had received a box which he thought contained a bottle of wine. I was then apprehended by a police commando, and to my amazement, there was money inside instead of the wine, Mr. Rath said. Some 6 months ahead of Senate and regional elections, the police and prosecution have vigorously rejected allegations the case might have a political background. Prosecutor Lenka Bradáčová told reporters on Tuesday that there was enough evidence to arrest him.
I can say now that David Rath was charged with accepting a bribe. Mr. Rath was arrested with 7 million crowns in his hands as he was leaving the site where the criminal activity took place. I firmly reject any speculation that the intervention was politically motivated. I believe the evidence we have is convincing enough.
Social Democratic Party leaders were quick to distance themselves from David Rath and have demanded he resign from all his posts. But the scandal might take the edge off their campaign against the government, in which anti-corruption rhetoric has played an important role. It is too early to say now what impact Mr. Rath's case will have on support for the Social Democrats in the autumn elections. Some voters could swing to the communists, who have avoided corruption scandals so far, while others may vote for various new groups. But commentator Jiří Pehe says if the crisis is well managed, it might not hurt the party at all.
If the Social Democratic Party plays this well and carefully, it will manage to disassociate itself from a politician who, in a way, has been seen as a blemish by many people on the face of the Social Democratic Party. And that, paradoxically, could even help the Social Democratic Party.
As for the general impact of the most high-profile corruption case ever prosecuted, Jiří Pehe says people might see the case in different ways.
I think it will certainly contribute to an increased confidence of the people in the Czech Republic that perhaps big corruption cases can be and will be investigated. But on the other level, I think it may have a slightly negative impact on the public in that most people will now think that corruption is even more widespread than they thought.
But many Czechs also see the funny side of the story. Several photo montages appeared on the web, one showing Mr. Rath in a shoe shop. Asked about the size, Mr. Rath says 7. One of the Czech betting firms also offers 4-to-1 odds that more than 50 million crowns will be eventually found in David Rath's home and office.
That was Jan Richter with a report on the latest corruption scandal that has been making headlines in the Czech Republic.